A riddle. I've got six arms, can swallow whole farms, yet it takes millions of me to make a man. What am I? A snowflake.
Old folklore says that when it snows, Old Mother Frost is shaking her feather pillows.
What's your favourite winter warmer?
Oh, definitely make a nice fresh soup. Lentils with leeks and potatoes.
I think the best thing in wintertime when you're feeling really cold is a nice hot chocolate, because it really warms you up to your very core.
Pasta bake.
Pasta bake, yeah, that's a good one.
Song of the Twigs. Shaken, blown bare, standing outstretched, and from each bud tip, resting stillness, the world's breath is this. Call of spring later, call of spring later.
They say wood warms you three times, when you collect it, when you chop it, and when you burn it.
Evergreen. Bringing sprigs of evergreen vegetation into our homes is a long-standing tradition at this time of year. They serve as symbols of life in winter's darkness, and that spring will return again through the cycling of the seasons.
Holly, for good luck and protection from lightning.
Mistletoe, for prosperity and fertility.
Ivy, for friendship and fidelity.
Yew, for resurrection and the afterlife.
A riddle. Flower of England, fruit of Spain, met together in a shower of rain. Put in a bag, tied with string. If you answer this riddle, I'll give you a ring. And the answer? A Christmas pudding.
In Ukraine, it's considered very good fortune to see a spider on Christmas Day. And at this time of year, they still make decorations that look like spiders' webs. The legend of the Christmas spider. Once there was a young family who loved Christmas as much as anyone ever did. For them, it was a time of magic and mystery in the depth of winter, a bright light shining in the darkest time of year. Each year, the young children enjoyed seeing all their neighbours bringing home pine trees, soon adorned with delightful decorations and twinkling lights. The family themselves were too poor to be able to buy their own Christmas tree, but one day, the children found a pine cone that had fallen from one of the other trees. With help from their parents, they removed a seed and planted it in a little pot. Within 2 or 3 years, the pine tree had grown big enough to take pride of place in their house at Christmas time. But the family was still too poor to afford any tinsel or baubles to decorate their own Christmas tree. They all went to bed excited, but sad that they couldn't do more to make their tree look more festive. Unbeknown to them, listening quietly in a hidden corner of the house, was a humble spider. As the family went to bed, the spider got to work. All night long she spun her silken threads around and between the branches of the pine tree. And when the children woke up on Christmas morning, the sun was just rising through the window and the spider's webs were glistening in the light like silver and gold on the tree. The most wonderful decorations they'd ever seen.